Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And continuing with our 30 issues in 30 days, look at the two mayoral candidates and affordable housing, our issue 9 this year. Let's examine Mayor Bloomberg's record on this issue just briefly. We did invite the mayor to join us this morning to proceed or follow William Thompson, but he declined, and his office, his campaign declined to provide us a spokesperson for this particular segment. We hope to have the mayor on later in the campaign. But in late 2002, the mayor promised 65,000 units of affordable housing. And then in the last campaign, when Freddie Ferrer promised more than 100,000 units, Mayor Bloomberg upped his plan to 165,000 over 10 years. So how is he doing? We're back now with Jarrett Murphy, the investigations editor at City Limits, who was on briefly earlier in the hour while we were waiting for Mr. Thompson. Jarrett, did you get the answers to your questions on how much more housing Bill Thompson would build, how he would pay for it, and for what income categories it would be? He was reluctant to give a number. He thought this 165,000 is kind of a phony numbers game to begin with.
Yeah, I heard that. He obviously stayed away from providing specifics on numbers or income targeting or how we do it. Obviously, there's some political strategy in that, but it does sort of raise an important question. And I think your questions about the mayor's zoning changes go to this. You know, the mayor's plan for 165,000 units over 10 and now 11 years, which is going to cost $7.5 billion, is a massive undertaking. There's no question about that. But from the beginning, people have wondered, you know, there are obviously millions of units of housing in this city, and no matter what the city did in terms of subsidizing housing, it would be something of a drop in the bucket to the changes in the larger real estate market. So while, you know, Thompson's plan obviously lacks specifics, there is some value to thinking about housing beyond the units that the city is promising or not promising,
so,
and looking toward larger changes that are affecting the fact that a lot of affordable housing is provided, you know, especially in the outer boroughs, not through government subsidy, but just by the market.
So how is Mayor Bloomberg doing on his 165,000 affordable unit goal?
Well, they have, I believe the latest number is that they have financed 95,000 of the 65,000 units. So they are, you know, obviously well over halfway there. They did extend it to an 11th year because of the economy. And I think I mentioned earlier in the hour that the units are going predominantly, and in fact at a rate higher than expected, to people in the lower income groups. The questions that have been raised about the plan are about sort of what happens from here. Affordable housing creation, when the city engages in that, it actually encompasses two things. One is actually building new housing, and the other is preserving existing housing, you know, providing new financing to keep Mitchell-Lama units in the system, that sort of thing. And obviously, construction is much more expensive, and to date, most of the housing that has been created under the mayor's plan has been through preservation. They have an ambitious goal for new construction. They have not made as much progress on that goal as they have on preservation. And the Independent Budget Office and other entities have asked questions about whether the city will be able to afford to do all the construction units it's talked about. HPD has come back and said they think they can. A lot of it has to do with financing that's out of the city's hand, you know, federal tax credits and that sort of thing. But there is some question about not so much what's happened to this point, but what happens now. Mm-hmm. To some extent, the hardest work is still ahead for the city.
So do you think Bloomberg and Thompson are different on who they would build their affordable housing for? We had that question from Lisa in Rosedale when Mr. Thompson was on. And I want to play a campaign ad of the mayor's that is currently running and is geared specifically to people making a little more money in the middle class.
Mike Bloomberg says, why punish the hardworking middle class? His affordability plan offers real help. New affordable housing for those making up to $158,000 a year. Independent leadership to help the middle class through tough times.
Do you know where that number comes from? $158,000? Why did they put that in the ad? And what would you say to some listeners who might be kind of astonished that in a city where the median income is, $50,000 a year, that the mayor wants to subsidize housing for people making up to $158,000?
Well, I think the where that number comes from is that some of the programs, and there's no one affordable housing program, there are different funding streams, different subsidy setups, and some of them do target for some of their affordable housing units people who, you know, if they have a fairly good-sized family who might be making, you know, up to that income level. I think that the argument from the mayor's people has been that the city's economy needs people who do all sorts of different jobs. It needs people who are home nursing aides, and it needs people who are school teachers and, you know, firefighters and police captains and people who have income that would not be considered low, but in our housing market is not enough to purchase the housing or rent the housing they need. And the idea is that, you know, they need help too, and that it's only fair to devote a minority of the housing that's being created under this plan to them.
Which really tells you how drastic the situation is. I mean, if you have, let's say, you know, two New York City public school teachers, very experienced, making $75,000 a year, you know, to total $150,000. I mean, those people are middle class. They are not rich by any means. But those people could not afford to live in New York City, that couple, making $150,000 without government help. Is that what the mayor is trying to say?
Yeah, the idea is that in many neighborhoods that would be hard to do. And I think another part of it is, first of all, obviously this is not an idea that everyone accepts. You know, advocates and candidates opposed to the mayor have said that, you know, they think that scarce government resources for housing should be devoted to those people who need it the most. But it's also important to realize that, you know, a lot of programs that government provides that ostensibly target low-income people also reach people at higher incomes, partly to make the program sort of politically more viable. You know, Social Security is not means tested for that reason. And I think, you know, there's an extent to which you want buy-in by people at all different income levels, and then they'll have a vested interest in the plan. And I think, you know, again, I'm not speaking for the mayor, but I'm assuming that that is part of the logic behind including people who would not normally be targeted by an affordable housing program to get that.
All right. Affordable housing, issue 9 in our New York, New Jersey election series. 30 issues in 30 days. Jared Murphy, investigative editor for City Limits magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We will go live to China in just a minute, where they are celebrating the 60th birthday today of Communist China. But it's turning into Capitalist China. So what exactly are they celebrating? We'll try to find out.